Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Chef Plum called it Thanksgiving juice. We're going to talk about gravy. Thanksgiving coming up this week. How do you make your gravy delicious? Chef Plum, three-time Emmy-nominated chef, joining us. You can find him online at chefplum.com.
Thanksgiving juice, gravy. That's all I have to call it.
Oh, it sounds terrible. But you know what? If you put it in front of me, I'm not going to act like it's not going to get eaten. But this is always a source of debate within families, right?
Absolutely.
Jarred or fresh made? How are we doing it? Is it strained? Is it not? What do you think, Plum?
Wait, I just want you to know that I use the powder.
Oh, God.
Why do you tell me these things? I did not know.
We've been friends for years, but trying to teach a few culinary techniques, and you hit me with that?
I was not aware that gravy did not come in a powder form.
I didn't know how you did it.
I just thought you mixed the water with the powder, boom, there's gravy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's exactly how they did it back in the day.
I don't even know what that's not Thanksgiving
juice. All right, so I want you to imagine, Plum, that you're starting from that.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you make us, how do we get some good gravy going?
So the first thing I'm going to do is take that powdered mixture you get from the store, right? We're going to open that up and pour it in the trash. You know, everybody has the person in their family who makes gravy during Thanksgiving time. Hopefully in your family, it's not Anna. It's really, really simple. I mean, it really is. If you think about when you roast your turkey in the oven, you get this after a rest. You want to rest your turkey. Resting means take it out, let it sit for an hour, 2 hours. So all those juices come back into the turkey and what's left over drips into the bottom of the pan. So you have this beautiful pan full of juices, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So what I like to do is I take all of those pieces that come with the turkey, right? So you think about the neck bone in there. You think about the tail. You think about all of those delicious parts that come inside the turkey. A little olive oil in a pan. Let's throw all of that in one pan and start to saute it. Just brown it up. Get it nice and brown on the outside, right? Let's throw some onions in that pan. You're going to sprinkle about a teaspoon of flour on top. If it's not enough, you can always add more. That's why I always start small. Then what we do is let them get nice and brown, kind of to come together, which means that flour is starting to stick to the pan. I like to either deglaze the white wine if you want to get fancy. Deglazing means take those sticky bits off the bottom of the pan. The fond, right? We're using a lot of words now. Sorry. Yeah, but I'm going to simplify this.
I've heard of the fond before.
I have not heard of the fond.
Oh, it's the juices and the bits and stuff at the bottom.
Raven's right. It's the bits on the bottom of the pan.
A chef.
See, he's got it. That's right. Chef Raven knows what's up.
That's right.
So once you get to that point, you want to then pour your stock in there, right? This turkey stock. You can use chicken stock as well. And those drippings from the bottom of the pan. Pour them in there. Give it a nice little mix around. Let it simmer for a few minutes. Let it kind of start to reduce down. Do you guys know what reducing means?
Yes.
You do.
You got to cook it down.
Yeah. High heat. Let it roll.
Oh, okay.
Water at 212 degrees turns into a gas. That's why it starts to go away and evaporate, which leaves back all those solids, right?
It's reducing.
That's right.
In mass.
That's it. And then what you want to do is dip your spoon in it and make sure it coats the back of a spoon. At this point, if you want to strain it, you could. If you want to add some herbs in it, you could. Or just leave it with that chunky pieces in there, which I think is delicious too. But strain it out. So it's nice and smooth to put over because, kids don't want to see those chunks in there. And then you have a delicious gravy just like that. It's really, really simple.
Wait, is it brown?
Yeah.
And you don't need the powder?
No powder. No powder.
And it's like, if it's not brown, I can't have it.
I can't
Whether it's real
gravy.
Or not.
Right.
If it's not brown, I'm not eating it.
Yeah, but all gravy is brown.
There is a really, really simple version. There's a super simple version, right? A super, super simple version. If you don't have any of that and you have some chicken stock or turkey stock, all I want you to do is take a little bit of butter, put it in a pan. Add a little bit of flour to that butter so it makes what's called a roux. Pour your stock into it and whisk it. Once that roux becomes nice and, looks like a Play-Doh mixture in the pan, that's when you pour your stock in, whisk it up. Simple, easy gravy. Just make sure you season it.
Is that also brown?
It can be brown, yes.
All right.
Based on what color you get the roux. The longer you cook the roux, the darker the roux gets. But just know the darker the roux gets, the less thickening power the roux has.
Did he just sing Tupac?
I don't understand what happened.
Wow.
He was like... I don't
darker
understand
the
what
fruit,
just happened.
The sweeter the berry. Thanks, yeah. Plum. That was nice.
Yeah. Thanksgiving juice.
I can relate to that.
Well, good luck making your Thanksgiving juice. I'm not going to lie. I'm more confused than when we started. I think I'm going to stick to my packet. Yes. Chef Plum, you can find him online at chefplum.com.
Okay. It's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.